I feel that Father's speaking to us about looking for beauty. I feel he's talking to us about looking for beauty in one another before we look for what's wrong. We're all imperfect. We're all flawed. But he sees the beauty. And he calls out the beauty. And one of my favourite stories in the Bible is about Nathanael. And I just want to read it out to you, and then I just want us to think about that for a bit. So just to explain that Nathanael is also Bartholomew and ends up as one of the disciples who's rarely spoken about. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one that Moses wrote about in the law, about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Well, come and see." Here's the first invitation: to come and see. To come and look. To look in the very place where supposedly nothing can be. Nothing can good can come out of Nazareth. To come and see in the place of no hope. To come and see in the place of brokenness. To come and see in the desolate place that nobody regarded, nobody valued, nobody treasured. But come and see. It wasn't the Jerusalem, it was Nazareth. So come and see. Just come and see. I think there's a lot of brokenness at the moment in our society. And I think Father wants us to come and see. And to realize that in all that brokenness, and in all that confusion, in all that chaos, there's a God that sees. There's a God that sees something in that chaos. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching him, he said to him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." So Nathanael was a religious man. He was a man who spent a lot of time searching for God, searching to find something. He's a man that worked on his character. He's a man that was aware of his humanity and was aware of a need for God. "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. And Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Now we have two options here. One is he had a word of knowledge and he saw him as a picture under the tree. The other is he'd already passed by the tree and seen him. It could be either. We don't really know. I know which one I like. The fig tree was known to be a place that you would sit under in the shade for learning and meditation and prayer. That is what the symbol of fig tree is about. So we have a man who's sitting under a tree in the shade seeking. Into that comes Jesus, who says, "I see you." I see you. I just see you exactly as you are. I just see you. Nathanael's response is, he must be the Son of God. I think Christ's response is a joke, which is, "You must be kidding. you're going to believe me for just saying that, wait and see what I'm going to do. Because this guy comes into the inner core of the 12 and sees quite a lot more than just a flipping fig tree. He sees 3 years of ministry and the world being turned upside down by this man called Jesus. And this Nathaniel, all he's really concerned about at the beginning of it is that he sees me. I think there are a lot of people out there that want to be seen. Mary wanted to be seen. That's what her story is really about. You've been seen by God. Mary wants for you to see God in nature. To see God in so many ways. And I think it's about us just helping people to realize they're seen by God. That God sees them. That God understands them. That God doesn't judge them. He sees them. And what does God do? What does Jesus do when he sees Nathanael? Does he call out the sin? Does he call out the thing that's wrong? No. What he calls out is the good thing in that man. And the church has a reputation for calling out the bad things in people, the faults in people. But grace calls out the good things in people. Grace demands that we see the good things in people. Love demands that we see the good things in people. So this is my challenge to you. What do you see on your neighbour? What do you see on your person at work? What do you see on your colleague? What do you see on your gym member? What do you see in your golf club? And are you calling it out? And are you just encouraging people? And just say, I see kindness. I had the privilege to be in Canada last week. And I was working for a day. It was a bit mad, really, because I flew out to Canada to work for a day, which I don't recommend. And I was with about 60 Catholic leaders of schools in the Niagara region, right by the falls, which actually is a wine-growing region. And as I was just driving through the wine-growing region, and I just saw all the fruit trees and all the vines, I thought, oh, no, now I know why I'm here. Oh, now I know why I'm here. And it wasn't to drink wine. Because actually what was really annoying was I was in a month of fasting from wine, so that was particularly annoying. But I did have a glass one night to celebrate with the team. But I realised that as I drove through these vineyards, or not physically through them, but, you know, on the road by them, that what I now needed to know was I needed to call some things out. So at the end of the day, we did an exercise where there was a far wall, like, I don't know, say here, outside the room, and on it we were putting up the elements of our character that we wanted to grow. We were talking about being transformed, we were talking about relating, and for those who know what I mean, it would be heart style stuff. We were putting all that up. And I was about to do the exercise, and I just felt the Holy Spirit say to me, just start calling things out. So what I did was, I just did this. I went to the back of the room, and I just went, so Dave was there, he'll tell you about it. And I just went, okay, so I'm just going to say some things that I see. And I just went, kindness. You really carry kindness. You really see people. I just went, creativity. I just went, compassion. It's all over you. I just went, wisdom, energy. And I just gave a word, to about half the room in about 10 minutes. We need to be calling out what God is doing, because a lot of people are calling out a lot of other stuff that isn't very good at the moment. And they're talking about what's wrong with our society and what's broken in our society, which it is. But what about calling out what's good? What about calling out what God is doing? What about not getting caught in the chaos and the anarchy and the brokenness, and realizing there is a God who is in charge, and we need to call out what he's doing, not in judgment, but in love and kindness? So I want you just to close your eyes. And I'd like you to think of somebody who you realize, first of all, that you love them. You just love them. You hold them in regard. You might not know them very well. You might know them very well. And I just want to encourage you now to pray into that thing that you see in their life, and to ask the Holy Spirit to multiply it. So just pray quietly now. Just pray quietly for those people. On your own, just pray quietly for a moment or two. And if other names come to you, you might have three or four names. Immediately, my thoughts are two names of people that were staying with us this weekend. Immediately, they're coming to my mind. Thinking of Mary. Immediately. Thinking of James, immediately. How I want to say things over them. And as you pray and meditate for these people, I want you to understand that Jesus sees them already. He sees them before you see them. For that is the work of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit has been preparing a path for that person. And you are part of that path. And all you need to do is tell them. You're good. You're kind. You're warm. You're compassionate. You're clever. You're fun. Okay, open your eyes now. And if somebody came to you, just share it with the person next to you. Just turn around, share with each other. And just commit to go and saying it to that person. So just turn around, get into pairs. If you're the three, you can be in a three. But just ask yourself who that is. And just think about how you might share that. If you want to be on your own and reflect in silence, that's great as well. You don't have to do this. So let's pray. And we're going to finish with this. I want to read something out. Jesus said, "You believe because I saw you under a fig tree. You will see greater things than that," he then added. "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending to the Son of Man." I tell you, church, you will see more. In the lives of those that you love, you will see angels ascending and descending. you will see the Christ coming. Father, we thank you for our friendships. We thank you our neighbours are not our accident. Our colleagues are not our accident. Our friendship groups are not an accident, but they're alive in the palm of our hand. They're the places that you've placed us. They're the mission field that you've given us. And you've given us a voice. And we just ask for courage. And we ask for love. That we might just encourage people. And that as we do that, that you, Holy Spirit, will come. Because your word is life. And as you come, even angels may come and visit these people and touch them and warm them. So we pray for our friends. We pray for those that we love. We pray for our neighbours. We pray for our colleagues. And we pray for ourselves. And we thank you for Mary. And her story has been so inspiring today. Amen. Have a good rest of the day.